Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Miss Frances Stewart, a friend of mine. How are you, Frances?
Hello, and thank you so much for having me.
A dear friend in her beautiful yellow top today. And she is with SOS Tax Bookkeeping and Associates. So not only is she with them, she owns the joint, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us all about what SOS is, what all you do.
Well, I am a one-stop shop. I provide consulting services, and I rub elbows with owners of companies that need to close gaps. Mm-hmm. So for that company that wants to either move up, let's say they have some gaps that they need to close to improve business, or if they have certain things that are not taking them to the next level, then my job is to really assess everything and then find the problems, but not just find the problems, fix them.
So when you say gaps, are you talking about financial gaps? Are you talking about maybe they're lacking in, like, with employee stuff? Is it what specifically?
Everything. Okay. It starts from financial. Mm-hmm. It can be operational. It can be staff. It can be training. It could even be its owner. Mm-hmm. So what I do is
that probably doesn't go over very well if you tell the owner it's the owner.
sometimes if they're willing to make the changes.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not. As a business owner, you want to close gaps. You want to fix the problems, and it starts from the top. Mm-hmm. So the only difference for me is that I have to be able to work with the decision maker in order to bring the closing of the gaps or make the changes that need to be made within the organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if they lack of, hey, I need this person to fit this position, then I help them with that because I have an entire staff and I have associates that come in and fill in the gaps.
Okay. So give me an example without giving me an example of a specific company. So to put this into real life, what does that look like? So company A comes to you and says, I need your help.
I come in, we do a full assessment. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can take a day depending on how much is said or, you know, everything is like a fingerprint. It's individualized. Mm-hmm. But I do a full assessment and I review the books. It's like a huge SWOT analysis. And then I come in and meet with the owner and say, okay, this is where you need improvement. This is where you're good. And this is what needs to be fixed. This is what's broken. And so that's where I come in and I fix all those issues.
You fix them, turn around, and then do you do ongoing bookkeeping service for companies?
Absolutely. I do consulting, bookkeeping, tax. I'm a one-stop shop. If they need staff, I can staff it as well. So I'm a one-stop shop.
Very cool. So let's think. What's an example? Do you work better with small businesses or large businesses?
I work with all sizes, even Fortune 500 companies I've done consulting work for. But for the most part, I work best with the person that is willing to work as a team and is willing to make the changes per the advice, and also if they're paying me to do something, I'm going to do it with excellence. Mm-hmm. And so that person that really wants someone to come in hands-on, because I am a hands-on person, I am involved in all of my projects, that they're willing to work with me.
What is your background that helped you get to this point to where you decided to go here?
I started my career 30 years ago in construction accounting, so I know every aspect of construction from administrative, construction, operation, out in the field, project management, subs. I know every aspect of construction. So my niche and my expertise is construction, but I can pretty much do almost any industry.
So do you enjoy new construction and working with companies opening or starting, building a new building?
Yeah, absolutely. Startup, anything that's ground up, it's like a new baby, a new beginning.
It's like a blank slate.
Yes. And I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your empty canvas that you can just.
Yes.
Paint. And then there's not all the fixes. There's more just getting it right from the beginning.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah, that's fun. Yes. Okay, so what do you enjoy the most about your job? Like, what's your favorite thing you enjoy
doing? You know, you stop working when you do what you love, and I'm a fixer. Mm-hmm. So for me to sit down with my clients and be able to help them through the process of their heartache or whatever they're going through. You know, we trust our pastors with our spiritual life. These individuals are trusting me with their financial and their businesses and their whole life. So for me, it's first honored that I get the opportunity to do what I do, but also that I get to really build a long-term friendship and a covenant business relationship as a kingdom businesswoman and be able to find the results and then see them happen. That's where I have fun with it. I have a client that I've been through every part of his career. And so anytime we have a code, once my assignments are done, he's like, I have a 911. So once I hear that 911, okay, let me open my schedule and we'll come and fix it. And it's been since 2012. So I'm not a short-term person. I'm a long-term person. Mm-hmm. And I also have to love the people that I work with. So being a business owner and being there, I've had businesses. I have fallen. I have had to get up. Those experiences mm-hmm. have helped me be who I am.
Oh, cool. And how can people get in touch with you?
You can contact me. My offices are here in Waxahachie, 613 Ferris Avenue, Suite 108, here in Waxahachie. And you can reach me at 469-360-8538.
Do you have any kind of social media they can look up and see you?
I do. I am in Facebook. And so you can contact me through SOS and Associates Facebook.
Very good. Very good. Anything else that you would like to tell the listeners? Anything else that you would like them to know?
Yeah, there is no big business or small business that we can't service. At the end of the day, if you know that you need to close gaps to propel and go to the next level, it doesn't matter where we are in the economy. It's understanding the economy so we can close those gaps and take you where you need to be. Let's not let the economy stop us from really propelling and moving forward because it's just understanding where we are.
What if someone says, I don't know that I have the money to hire someone. I'm just going to try to hold on and figure this out. What would you say to that person?
The definition of insanity, repeating the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. I go as far as helping my clients find the money to afford me. So even if they need funding, even if they need money, lines of credits, we get their financials to a place where they can afford. And it's a whole financial strategy that I sit down and develop. And it's like a fingerprint. Each business has its own issues. So we create, every strategy is different. So mm-hmm. we always, that's what sets me apart. Another company would say, oh, well, this is my fee, you know. Bye, you know, but for me, I am doing what I love. I've had nonprofits that didn't have the money that needed my help. And so, you know, as a kingdom businesswoman, it's not always about the money. It's also about the legacy you leave behind. So
you're customizing.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, that's Frances Stewart with SOS Tax Bookkeeping and Associates.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And Frances, tell them one more time your phone number.
469-360-8538, and the website is sosandassociates.com.
All right, Frances, thank you so much. Contact Frances. Goodbye.